USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr is looking into the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Barr asked a U.S. attorney in Missouri to look into Flynn's FBI interview. Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian officials. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe will not be facing charges. The Department of Justice announced it would not pursue the case of lying to investigators against a man who authorized a 2016 Russia investigation. Former Department of Justice official James Trustee tells Fox News there seems to be a bit of a double standard.
Not everything in life that's wrong ends up with a criminal prosecution, and it's really kind of fascinating to have a guy that was the center of all of these decisions by Comey to have false statement prosecutions if you're connected with Trump, but to not have false statement prosecutions if you're connected with Hillary Clinton.
USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A deal for a temporary truce with the Taliban has been reached. NBC News says the one-week agreement aims at reducing violence in the war-torn region. There are currently 12,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They've been acting primarily as peacekeepers and in advising Afghan forces. President Trump is anxious to get U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. The games will go on. Japanese organizers say the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo will not be interrupted by the coronavirus outbreak. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more on the story.
The very latest now on the coronavirus. The folks who are running the Olympics in Japan say concerns over the virus will not stop the Summer Games. And at this point, they do not plan on postponing any of the events in Tokyo. The Games run from July 24th through August 9th. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Thank you, Robin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates focus their attention on Nevada, a powerful Las Vegas union has decided to stay out of the primary. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox explains.
The Culinary Union pulls a lot of weight in Nevada politics, but in a press conference on Thursday, the union declined to support any particular candidate in the upcoming Nevada caucuses. And while Union President Gioconda Argiello-Klein said they were encouraging union members to vote, they were laying out three key goals for their members to fight for.
One of our goals is one job to be enough. Second goal is to have protected the health care and have better health care for everybody. And the third goal is to have an immigration reform where we've been fighting for decades.
The decision not to endorse is a blow to the struggling Joe Biden campaign, who was counting on the heavily Latino union for support. The union has also criticized Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plans as damaging the strong medical benefits the union enjoys. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And finally, NASA says an asteroid able to cause massive devastation will just miss Earth this weekend. Astronomers report the asteroid will be about 3.6 million miles away from the Earth early tomorrow morning as it passes by at 34,000 miles per hour. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.